The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You, of course, are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Pirate Radio still on the air a lot of places. There's one story that focuses in on some of the operators over in the UK here in a little bit. We'll share that with you. Of course, you can also bring up anything. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. With you behind the mics tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we go first to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Something like that.
Welcome, sir.
Well, I wanted to call and gripe about James Cleveland's arrest, Robin Hood of Keene, and more importantly, actually, his camera's arrest.
Yeah, what you're referring to is we had a lengthy discussion with James on Wednesday night, the day after he was arrested. He was arrested Tuesday night on the scene of a suicidal man who ended up allegedly taking his own life. James was arrested prior to the man shooting himself. The police claim he was refusing to leave a cordoned off area. James says he was nowhere inside the area that they were talking about, and that he had actually backed off when the police had initially asked him, and then when they asked him to move again, he stood his ground at that point and was arrested at that point. He had no one nearby to back him up, so he was alone, and as you've, I think, alluded to, Dave, they confiscated his camera.
Now, it's likely that the video will survive. I haven't known a case where video has been destroyed in New Hampshire yet in a situation mm-hmm. like this. But I still think we've got to go back to the history and look at the big mistake or the big evil thing that the major media did back in the 80s. And that was they chose to basically ignore what was going on in the Soviet Union, the kind of abuses that were going on there, because they said, well, the Soviet Union asked us not to do that. Right? They told us we can't take cameras there. So we're going to take cameras to South Africa and show a much smaller tyranny. And so people thought South Africa was much more evil than the Soviet Union when it was the opposite was the case. And so I just think you never reward aggressors for taking a video. For confiscating video. You've got to make that like the thing that if they do it, you almost go more ballistic over that than over an arrest or over whatever else.
Well, the good news is there may be an attorney who's interested in taking the case. I don't know if I should say further as far as details on that, but it does sound like there's certainly a case here. We know that with Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, she recently won a $57,000 settlement in the case where Weir Police from New Hampshire confiscated her video camera on the side of the road. And so hopefully James will have a similar experience. I know I took a $5,000 check home from Palmer, Massachusetts, when they took my video, or they arrested me for recording video in town hall. So, you know, obviously this process has just begun. There's some legitimate critiques that can be leveled at James. And I think he admitted that, you know, he should have had somebody there backing him up, and he didn't.
Well, we're not the Enterprise. We can't materialize someone out of thin air to suddenly be there next to us.
That's true.
Actually, and to a large extent, it's actually better to operate alone. I almost always do, because then you don't get dragged into the problems of the wingman that you brought along. If that makes sense.
Mm. I wouldn't tell somebody don't record the police if you're the only person around. But it is a riskier thing, and I think in a lot of cases.
Yeah, you want to be more cautious, but then that's one of the benefits of being alone is you can be more cautious because you don't have to negotiate with your wingman about, you know, how cautious you're going to be. You just pick the cautious and go do it. But yeah, we're not powerless when they take the camera. I used to say that the mainstream press, the national press, was not powerless against the Soviet Union. There was no reason why they couldn't report what was happening, even if they didn't have video of it. That's like almost a bigger deal. We have options. Yeah, like I guess lawsuits is one of them. I have some qualms about suing, but I have a lawsuit myself going against the city of Nashville for something kind of similar that they did to me. But the other thing that we can do is make sure that the person who has that happen to them gets a lot of more free publicity than they would have been successfully taken the video.
Totally with you, Dave. It's outrageous what's happening here, and I'm grateful that we're in a place where videographers are willing to stand up for their rights, where people are willing to ask the tough questions of the police, and we get a lot of heat for it. So I don't know, did you hear any of the earlier portion of the show, the first hour tonight?
I only listen by archives. I listened to part of the show where James Cleveland was on himself.
Okay, so I'm interested in changing gears here a little bit, Dave, since we have you. Dave, for those that don't know you, Dave Ridley is a former videographer, editor, and kind of jack-of-all-trades for major news companies. He now has, and for the last several years, has struck out on his own and has his own YouTube channel that he is basically his life. He captures a lot of the activism that happens here in New Hampshire. He corners a lot of politicians and puts up some really entertaining videos over at RidleyReport.com. It's basically his YouTube channel. But as a news guy, I don't know if you're familiar with – are you familiar with the fact that, you know, there has been video posted at FreeKeen.com of this man's suicide from Tuesday night in Keene and the controversy that has swirled around that?
Well, I was looking at FreeKeen.com just as I called. I didn't see the actual head being blown or his chest being blown. There actually was video of him blowing his chest open.
No, that part was not on the video based on where the camera was pointing at the time that happened. But in the video, you can see the man collapsing to the ground. You can see part of that happening. You can see when the police move in and they start manipulating his body. At some point, you can see a sort of a blood patch on his chest. But beyond that, there's not much, not much in the gore realm that can be seen. Some are saying Garrett never should have posted the video. Others are saying he should take it down. Family members have requested he remove it. He is not removing it. And I'm wondering how you feel about that, Dave, because I support
it. I feel like I'm going to go archive it.
Yeah, you probably should
go and
do that.
I'm going to go archive it before it gets taken down. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the stills, you know, and I'm looking at them now. I'm freaking. I saw them the night I called in, actually, you know, when this happened. But I didn't realize there was actual video of him doing the deed, and I guess there sort of is and sort of isn't.
You can hear the gunshot, but, you know, you don't actually see him shooting himself in the video. But you can see you can see everything that happens immediately before and after him shooting himself. And the only reason you don't see that happen is because I think he's like just barely around a corner and the camera sort of pans away at the moment that that happens just by, you know, chance. But I'm just curious, you know, my position on this is Garrett's done the right thing. This is news. This is a newsworthy post that he's put up there. It's not pandering to the lowest common denominator. There is a correction I need to make, though, as was pointed out. Apparently, Garrett, in his post, did embed a video where it starts just before the guy shoots himself, so you don't have to just meander through the video to find where that happens. It does, you know, when you press the play button, it's pretty immediate after that, from what I understand. Because you can do that with YouTube. You can kind of cue it up.
Yeah.
Did he do the right thing, Dave?
I think so. I remember running into this kind of problem when I was in the mainstream press where, you know, you come back with some really good video and there's nothing gory even about it. And people would say, oh, we can't use that. It might upset somebody. Well, right. I thought we were getting paid to upset people. You know, I mean, I do feel really bad for the family. And the fact that they requested it themselves is pretty strong. I mean, that's a strong reason to take it down if there ever was one. It's not strong enough.
No way. No way, because if every family who was ever upset, if every family who was ever upset about something in the news about a loved one in a tragic situation could just call and have the videos or reports taken down, there would be no news on to watch.
Well, you think about the, and I guess there are conflicting reports as to exactly what happened, but there was that day in around 1993 when apparently a Serbian artillery position blew up a marketplace in Sarajevo, and there was video of that that showed people holding their legs that after they'd been blown off. They were picking up their legs off the ground that had been blown off. And so that was okay to run because they're Bosnians. We can run whatever. No concern about graphic there. But if it happens to someone local, a completely different standard goes into play. The person who is local is not superior to a Bosnian or an
absolutely
victim.
Dave, if you have more, you're welcome to stay. We can bring you back here in a moment. If you do have more, you're welcome to here in moments with Dave Ridley. We'll continue. Also, we'll talk pirate radio. They're still out at the pirate broadcasters. These that we'll be talking about are in the UK, but they might be in your neighborhood as well. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XBN toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com to get interactive there in a variety of different ways. It's completely free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts sites out there. They charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. For a lot of the stuff we give you for free. So go and enjoy it all free over at freetalklive.com. And speaking of free, you want to get bitcoins and pay no fee? You can do that through expresscoin.com. In fact, you can even buy Dogecoin now through ExpressCoin. And they've just added Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin at expresscoin.com. If you want to get, if you order less than $40 worth of bitcoins, there's no fee on that transaction through ExpressCoin.com. You order more than $40 worth, it's a low 3% fee. The last time I looked at their prices, it's a great deal. You can, really can't beat it anywhere, and it's pretty quick. You just send off a money order, check, or wire transfer at ExpressCoin.com. You can also do cash deposits through shared branching credit unions. Go and get all the details and get started with ExpressCoin.com. They've got great customer service, ExpressCoin.com. You can also download their app. Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We were talking about being the media, independent media, and dealing with the police, camera confiscations, as James Cleveland recently did on a Tuesday night here this week in Keene, as he was trying to cover, get some news coverage, some footage of an allegedly suicidal man who ended up shooting himself, so the story goes. And during that, Garrett Ian, another one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, he got some video footage of the actual footage of the man shooting himself, basically. It kind of panned away at that moment, but otherwise you can sort of see the aftermath and what happened immediately before it. And people are livid about this. And Dave, you're on my side on this. You say err on the side of posting this. This is news. It should be posted. There's always somebody who's going to be upset about this. And in this case, I think it's worse because it seems to me that, you know, we're in this little place called Keene, New Hampshire, the southwest corner of New Hampshire. We're basically out in the woods. It's a little city in the middle of nowhere, essentially. And these people are not used to news coverage. They're not used to news trucks coming into town. They're not used to blog
posts.
Right,
they're definitely not getting much of it from the Sentinel.
Right, right. And they don't want to see this sort of idyllic version, the official town narrative of Keene, New Hampshire, being this perfect little town where no bad things ever happen. They don't want to see things that show bad behavior or show what really happens out there, because it's a strike against the town from their perspective, and they'd rather push it under the carpet, I think.
Yeah, it is a strike against them, but I think we're not powerless. There are things that we can do to constructively retaliate against the city primarily for taking the camera. I'm not that angry about people who are griping against a media outlet and trying to get them to take a piece of video down as long as they're not.
I'm not angry about them.
You seem angry about it.
No, I'm not. What? Do I look angry? We're just discussing the fact that people are upset. It's an issue.
I'm not upset about that. I mean, they're just expressing an opinion against a video or against posting it.
It's their right to express their opinion, but when it crosses the line into threats of violence, I think that's completely inappropriate, and it needs to be pointed out. Yeah, absolutely. People are threatening Garrett Ian. Yes, absolutely.
Do we have confirmation of any of the identities yet?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, sometimes you'll have a threat and you know who did it, but
sometimes
that's
the
focus on what we know was done that was wrong and how we deal with it. And again, for me, still the main concern is them taking the camera, and I think the appropriate response. What I'm doing right now is making a video about it. And then I also think it would be appropriate, like when Garrett had this happen to him, this camera was confiscated, I ambush interviewed the governor and the one of the state troopers. And that's what I was able to do over a period of about a year. But it would be nice if someone would just go to City Hall and ambush interview the police chief. You know, I'm not going to be in Keene. Anytime soon.
I was going to say, it'd be nice if you come back to Keene, Dave Ridley.
Well, I feel like I'm the only one who does ambush interviews.
That's not true. I think
Garrett does a significant number. But
Derek J is back now. He's likely to do that, too.
Yeah, I shouldn't say it seems like I'm the only one, but it seems like there's just a very small number of us. There's not enough that are
it's
doing
true.
It. And it would
we need
so
more
useful.
Movers.
It's
I mean,
so
we need more people here now as part of the Free State Project. I mean, the fact is we're still in the early days. Only so many people have video cameras. Only so many people are willing to use their video cameras for news gathering
and
ambush purposes.
Only all 1,400 Free Staters.
I don't think most people really actively consider their cell phone a video camera, even though it is. And I don't know what portion of those 1,600 Free State Project participants are likely to pull a video camera and record a police officer. You still have to have some gumption. You have to be willing to take some risk. You have to be willing to risk your freedom when you record the police. You know that, Dave. And most
That's
people aren't willing to take those
limited,
risks.
Pretty limited risk, especially if you're cautious. It's like you've seen, I've only been arrested once for it, at least by accident, and that was a fairly unusual situation. So, I don't know, man.
I wouldn't try talking that one down. I mean, I think I agree with what James Cleveland says. The more you go out there, the more times you interact with these police, the more likely you're going to get arrested at some point as an activist holding a video camera.
Just quantitatively, but in a sense, the more times you do it, the safer it gets. Because, like, I was at a
Manchester from a big picture perspective. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier this week.
For me, it's getting safer. I was at a Manchester Board of Aldermen meeting the other day. I ambushed and interviewed the chief, one of his deputy chiefs, and I met the entire top staff at MPD now. They're all extremely nice. They answer questions. They stop. And then maybe it's just because they think I'm sufficiently big that they have to be nice to me. But it seems genuine.
I agree with you there, Dave. It's certainly true that you can train a police department to be better about cameras. But in this case, we're talking about the state police, and they have not had much interaction with the activists.
I would put the state police up against almost any police force in the world in terms of being nicer and better than the others. Now, they've done some terrible things like all police forces.
They may be better than other state polices, but as far as their level of friendliness to...
Seems to be in keen that it's the state police that wind up doing most of the arresting of activists with cameras.
Yeah, the state police are the ones who threatened me when I got out of the car with Garrity in and I was on the side of the road during a DUI checkpoint. I was in the passenger side, stepped out of the vehicle, and was threatened with disorderly conduct if I didn't get back in the car when I should have been able to be free to walk away from a vehicle I didn't want to be in anymore. And that was
right.
the state police, and it was that same.
they'll do that, but we're comparing them to other cops here. They almost always come out a cut above the locals in New Hampshire.
That hasn't been my experience with the state police, at least not versus Keene police. The state police have mostly been disrespectful towards video cameras and the people holding them. I don't think they have enough experience with it yet. I really don't. And Keene certainly does. They just leave you alone. They ignore you.
Let's give them some more.
Well, we're doing that, Dave, and thanks for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Looking forward to seeing your report, Dave. I'll be sure to post it over at FreeKeen.com once it hits. And we'll continue here in moments. Pirate Radio will check in with the unlicensed transmitters here in moments.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Here at username lrn.fm, send a contact request first. It will be approved. It'll be easier for you to get on the line with Skype from that point forward. Again, contact name is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check Daryl out on his website, fpp.cc. You can also find all kinds of Daryl's radio stuff there. He does a daily newscast, the FPP News.
151 consecutive days.
All right.
That's... 152. Two, it's coming up barely on half over a year. 5 months.
Yeah, coming up on half a year. Very cool. So check that out at fpp.cc and check Free Talk Live out in person. We're going to be live at the North American Bitcoin Conference. We'll be there July 19th and 20th, and the we will be myself and Mark Edge. We'll be at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building with a bunch of great speakers from the Bitcoin and Liberty communities. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, Brock Pierce from Investing in Digital Currency, Flip, Philip Kowski of the Peace Action Network, and Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, and more. Go to BTC Chicago to learn more and get your tickets for just $100 worth of Bitcoin at BTCChicago.com. That's BTCChicago.com, July 19th and 20th. That's like 2 weeks from now, so look forward to seeing you there. And as we continue here, you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything that you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And still to come, we can talk about pirate radio transmissions in the UK. Let's go to Rudy first in Arizona, listening online. Hello, Rudy.
Love you boasting about ambush interviews, Ian.
What's up?
I love you boasting about ambush interviews. Yeah, you have okay, the Rudy? Audacity to... Yeah, you have the audacity of dope to call me rude. But
I'm sorry, the call screener wrote your name down as Rudy, So
right,
you
call me rude, but I happen to think it's like the pothead calling the kettle black. Just okay. saying, Ian.
Well, I think you're a very rude
you like
person in general.
Why?
You talk over people.
Your tactics on video. I've seen how you confront people on video, and I think the majority of the lovely people that built the city of Keene think you are rude. I guarantee you, okay. I don't have to live there to know that is a fact. Not to mention, I love how you think they're a bunch of rubes because they think that a poor kid topping himself should be posted on Facebook for all to see. I mean, that's
yeah,
where...
Yeah, it's called the news. It's called the news, James.
Right,
get used to it.
Right, one of Kevin Nealon's great lines is, that's news to me. But the civilized people that don't do too many drugs and aren't moral morons, they don't think that's news. They think that's grotesque. Just as it would
pretty
be
sure
grotesque.
Dave Ridley isn't a drug user at all, and he agrees that the news should have been put out.
So should none of the newspapers written stories about this?
I didn't say they shouldn't write stories about somebody talking.
You said that it wasn't news.
It's not news. I don't consider it being something that graphic should be put on Facebook
okay.
or the news. Just
that's your opinion, and you're certainly entitled to it. Thanks for the call, James. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Again, 855-450-FREE. You're fine and entitled to your opinion. And I'm not angry about the fact that people are upset at Garrett posting this video. It doesn't anger me. It's just, it's sad. I mean, I understand why some people don't want to see this stuff, so don't look. There's all kinds of gore on the internet, and I don't want to look at most of it. The only reason I actually went and looked closer at this video was because I had heard somebody say that there was blood gushing from his chest in the video. Like, I wanted to see if that was actually true. So I went in, and no, it wasn't true at all. You can see a spot of blood on his shirt where he clearly had been bleeding and probably was still, but it wasn't like gushing out or pouring out or in any way noticeably moving at all. So I actually hadn't even gone that far in the video previously. So for me, it's not about, you know, bloodlust or wanting to see something like that. I'm not interested really in that, but I am interested in the news. And I think that getting the news out there is important, regardless of who's offended by it. But, you know, as far as me being rude, you know, you're certainly free to bring up examples of it. There's no doubt I was rude to the DEA. I did not want the DEA agents to be in town, and I wanted them to leave Keene, New Hampshire. But I didn't treat Jason Short, who's one of the Keene police officers, the same way. He and I had a pleasant conversation, and my tone was completely different with him. So I tend to think I'm actually pretty courteous towards the government bureaucrats. The DEA is really the one exception to that recently.
Yeah, and there are some people that, you know, might be considered liberty activist or liberty minded people that give you a hard time for being nice to police officers. You shouldn't treat them like people, but they are people. And if you can make them realize that, you know, they're people and you're people,
right,
then maybe they'll be nicer to you.
I think so. I think that connecting with the police on a human-to-human level is something that is possible here in New Hampshire. It's something that changed for me when I moved here, was realizing that police are people, too. They have feelings. They, you know, they're just like you and I. They're not as anonymous here. You can know who they all are in a town as small as Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
There's like 40 uniformed police officers here. You're going to see the same people over and over again as an activist on the streets, and you're going to have to build a relationship with these people. At least that's the humane thing to do.
Yeah, and making the cops realize that you're a person and they're a person, it made me think of one of the best weapons, if you will, that I've ever seen anyone take to one of these like riot sort of situations, where people had these big 6-foot tall door mirrors. They were right in front of the riot police,
right. Look at yourself.
Holding the mirrors so that the riot police were forced to look at themselves.
I love that. It's 1 a.m. on a cold Thursday night, and I'm stood shivering as a vicious wind whips up the side of a tall tower block deep in the suburbs of northwest London. This story from Medium.com. Next to me, a radio engineer employed 24 hours a day to keep one of London's pirate stations permanently on air is peering into the gloom, reconnecting the station's FM transmitter. A few tweaks later, and the pocket radio he's using to monitor the signal crackles to life. He turns to me, cracks a broad grin, and winks. We're back on. A little later, we're in the warmth of a nearby pub, joined by Trevor, the station's owner. What people don't realize, he says, is that running a pirate station properly is a 24-hour business. Sometimes we get hit 3 times a weekend, and that's hard work for anyone. In a few short years, the crackle and hiss of analog radio will vanish into the ether, making way for the brave new world of digital broadcasting. Where will this leave the FM pirates who have dominated the airwaves for so long? Trevor is determined that this is just the beginning. He says things are getting more and more difficult, he admits ruefully. There are a lot of the kids on the airwaves these days who don't know what they're doing, giving everyone a bad name. Flicking along the FM dial in London confirms that every last inch is occupied in some form. Although the BBC's first FM radio station opened way back in 1955, it was not until the 1980s that FM became standard on portable radios and in cars, and the new generation of radio pirates began to gain popularity. In the new commercial environment brought to radio by Margaret Thatcher, the superior sound quality of FM stereo meant that, as with the old offshore pirates like Radio Caroline based on ships in the North Sea, success was almost guaranteed to the new generation who were simply playing the music that the kids wanted to hear. Broadcasting from tower blocks, these onshore pirates played mainly reggae and soul music at their height, numbering over 50, with Invicta, Horizon, LWR, and Solar becoming some of the seminal names. The most famous of all of the stations was Kiss FM, which claimed a massive 500,000 listeners with its mix of soul, house, and hip-hop. It eventually closed down its pirate operations in 1988 after years of illicit broadcasting, with the goal of obtaining an official license. In September of 1990, it succeeded on its second attempt, becoming the only pirate station to ever successfully transfer to the mainstream. Now, in the United States, FCC won't allow that to happen. If you've ever operated a pirate radio station, you can't operate a legit station. Trevor gets more animated when our conversation turns to Kiss FM and the station's dalliance with the commercial world. He says Kiss FM is one of those great should-have-beens. Those guys promised so much and had the chance to change how radio operated. Everyone thought that Kiss could change the attitudes of the money men towards underground dance music, that they could have changed radio broadcasting. Pirate radio has kept the British music scene vibrant and provided inspiration and opportunity for many of today's leading artists, yet is still tarred with a brush of ill repute, blamed for causing interference with emergency services, and castigated for providing a medium for drug dealers. We'll come back with more about pirate radio, the UK version, here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-450-free if you've ever operated a pirate radio station or currently are doing so. You want to tell your story, any brushes with the FCC? You can also bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Save Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. More on Pirate Radio coming up here in moments. Your calls certainly welcome about whatever you'd like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. I'm a huge fan of Pirate Radio. It's actually Pirate Radio that got me interested in doing broadcast radio.
Actually pirated radio stations?
No, the idea of pirate radio. Okay. I actually have not seen the movie. I've seen Pump Up the Volume from the 1980s with Christian Slater.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a great pirate radio film. He plays Happy Harry Hardon, I believe, is the character name. And, yeah, it's a fun movie. You should check it out when you get a chance. Very 80s. Very cool. But the pirate radio movie you're referring to came out within the last decade. And I've actually never seen it. It was titled The Boat That Rocked, I think, over in the UK, and they renamed it Pirate Radio for the United States release. Anyway, that was all about one of the many offshore ships that were broadcasting. And those are referenced here in the story from Medium.com. Articles entitled Distorted Transmissions, and they start by interviewing one of the current broadcasters in London. Apparently there are multiple pirate radio stations in operation. This guy's saying it's a pretty big deal that, you know, he's got to be there 24 hours a day. That kind of level of intensity is going on to operate the station because they're hounded by the authorities, according to Medium.com. Criminal charges, huge fines, and jail sentences are handed out to those that operate them. But even in these twilight years of the FM ban, pirate stations continue to be more popular, prevalent, and relevant than ever. Later, I'm taken to the studio from where the station transmits across Greater London. Once we're through various convoluted security measures, I'm surprised to find bright, modern surroundings, much akin to those I've encountered at commercial stations. Trevor introduces me to a small team of people sat on battered sofas, chatting animatedly, while on the other side of a smeared glass partition, a young presenter mixes his show. I meet Rob, an intense, stocky guy with thinning hair who handles the station's internet output. He says we've got to look beyond the FM dial. That's only going to be with us for a few more years, and then it's gone, he explains. With this in mind, the station simultaneously streams its audio over the internet to an ever-growing worldwide audience. We've got a pretty big following in Argentina, Rob adds, smiling. I'm taken aback by the professionalism of the group as they discuss ways to speed up the delivery of podcast shows to listeners. And it's interesting that they're saying here that radio is going to die in a few years. I think that has to do with the fact that in the UK, the digital radio system is more, I guess, mandated than it is here in the United States. Here in the U.S., the FCC has approved what's called HD radio. It's been in play for several years now, probably about a decade.
It's not been mandated yet.
Correct. So the FCC has approved the use of HD radio, which is a technology called in-band on-channel, which basically means that analog transmissions can continue while digital radio is layered over top of that analog transmission. So,
and I remember I was in college when the initial mandate that television convert to digital went through.
That was a mandate. So that's one difference here. So in the U.S., TV was mandated and a few years ago switched the transition year. There was a several year long transition process. The end of that transition process came a few years back. And so now
that was after several extensions.
Correct. And now all broadcast television stations are operating digital. But that's not true with radio. Radio stations have the option to go digital. In fact, a station can go all digital if they choose. I don't believe any station has done that yet commercially. There's been some testing of all digital, but that's about it. So in the UK, they're, I think, many years ahead on this transitionary sort of process. And at this point, the FCC has not yet targeted any sort of date. There's no plan immediately or in the future at all at this point in time to mandate full digital for the radio spectrum here. So radio, as you know it, the old school analog radio is not going away anytime soon in the U.S., but in the U.K., things may be a little different. So going on, I asked Trevor why he doesn't get involved in setting up a legal commercial station. He admits, I get asked that a lot. Nobody understands why we'd put ourselves through all this street business. But pirates thrive because if you look at your FM dial today, you'll find more stations than ever, but there's still a really restricted range of music on offer. He shrugs and continues, maybe pirates succeed because we break new genres and support underground music, free from corporate pressure. We give breaks to people the mainstream stations will be playing in 5 years' time. On the commercial side of the fence, new digital broadcasting services have been rapidly springing up, and internet-only stations are commonplace. I asked Trevor why he still bothers with the hassle of looking after live shows, DJs, and running the gauntlet with the radio authorities. He says most of those stations on the internet are a joke. They're basically automated jukeboxes. I mean, where's the personality, the immediacy? Why not just listen to a pre-recorded mix? Although radio authorities and radio legislation have always been inherently biased toward the mainstream, radio is in a strange place right now. All-you-can-eat services give us music on demand, but are strangely impersonal and faceless. Many miss the larger-than-life personalities that introduced and accompanied the music, but many don't. Whichever way, the FM band will not be with us for much longer, and it seems fitting that in its dying days, every last inch of its capacity is being used to push the boundaries of modern sound. The radio pirates, free from the strictures of advertising targets and listener focus groups, are still exploring new boundaries. As I leave the warm studio, Trevor smiles a genuinely warm, gold-toothed grin. The DJ behind the glass partition is getting ready to hand over the next show, and the servers in the corner are humming gently, streaming their music across the world. Make sure you listen in sometime, he says. It's why we spend so much time on the roofs. That story from Medium.com. Nice to see some positive press for pirate radio operators who are apparently in the UK fighting a losing battle for how much longer the analog FM band will be available there is another question.
And I just did a search for mandatory digital radio and came on the wiki article for digital radio.
In the UK?
And, well, it covers the entire world, but they have a little subsection about the UK and says that roughly half of the people in the UK use digital radio.
Yeah, it's well distributed there. Unlike the United States, where probably 0.02% of our audience is listening on HD radio right now. There's HD radio has been just a failure out the gate here in the United States, and that's despite the fact that the U.S. Big corporations, the radio corporations, have spent a fair amount of money marketing HD radio. You know, they've donated their own advertising time to promote the idea. They've been trying to team up with emotive providers to include HD radio as kind of like a standard package thing.
Right, but there are more of the auto companies that are working out promotions with XM and Sirius, which is now Sirius XM,
right,
to do satellite radio instead of HD radio.
Sure. Well, they're all trying to get in the car. I mean, that's a very important place to be if you want to reach people. So, I love pirate radio. That's something I've always been interested in as a teenager. I wanted to have my own pirate radio station, and ultimately I realized that, well, my parents aren't going to let me run my own pirate radio station, so I can't do that at this point in time in my life. I was in my mid-teens. And so I decided, well, maybe I should just go and work at a regular radio station and try to learn some skills, you know, learn a thing or two about broadcast radio and how that all works. And maybe I could take that and apply it later on in life to pirate radio. And now I have. I've created LRN.FM as your programming source. If you want to start your own pirate radio station, if you don't know how to do the programming side of things, you can just pull LRN.FM programming and rebroadcast that. And if you do know how to do the programming side of things, you can still use LRN's programming to fill the gaps and the stuff that you aren't originally programming. So if you'd like to learn more about how to start your own talk radio station, because we're not on in every market, and in some markets it's going to take a long time for us to get on because we have to go through the official channels to
right.
get Free Talk Live on official FCC-licensed stations. And we're on over 150 FCC-licensed stations. I don't know how many pirate radio stations we have. But if you wanted to add one into the mix, you could go to lrn.fm and just hover over the broadcast tab at the top, or just go to broadcast.lrn.fm, and you'll find very specific instructions there on how to build your own radio station.
So I wonder how easy it would be to create a pirate digital radio station.
Good question. I was actually talking with a guy recently who's like a total whiz kid on digital broadcast, including television. He was actually broadcasting digital TV signals illegally in the Yakima, Washington area. So, like, this guy knew what.
Great.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. And so I was amazed by this, and I'd asked him, you know, is it possible to reverse engineer HD radio, which is this very protected thing?
It's also proprietary.
That's what I mean. It's very, very protected. It's proprietary. They've got all kinds of licensing. And so he sort of thought it might be possible, but it would be a lot of work in order to do that. There is an alternative digital broadcasting system that might be easier to implement, but if nobody has the receivers, what's the point?
Yeah, and I think the other is what they use in the UK.
We'll be done tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.